With climate change and the decline of honeybees, Northwest farmers are looking for more reliable ways to pollinate cherry and apple trees. Correspondent Anna King has the details from north of Pasco, Washington.
That's the sound of pollination.
That's Washington State University scientist Matt Whiting. He's about to spray bee goo on rows of tightly trellised cherry trees. So what's bee goo? It's tree pollen, kept suspended and alive in a proprietary liquid. The viscous droplets are slightly charged when they leave the tractor sprayer, so the goo sticks better to the pinhead-sized stigmas, the bloom's receptors.
If you were to add an additional few pounds of fruit, you know, per tree in here, the potential returns would be tremendous.
The science team will have to wait until early June to count cherries and find out how they did. I'm Anna King, outside of Pasco.